NOS-journaal. Er komt geen nieuwe Brexit-top in november, zoals de bedoeling was. Er komt pas een nieuwe top als EU-onderhandelaar Barnier zegt dat er beslissende vooruitgang is geboekt. Dat hebben de 27 EU-leiders afgesproken tijdens een overleg vanavond. Dat werd gehouden zonder de Britse premier May. De voorzitter van het Europees Parlement zei voorafgaand aan het overleg al dat May vanmiddag bereidwilligheid had getoond, maar inhoudelijk met niets nieuws was gekomen. Grootste obstakel is nog steeds de grens tussen Ierland en Noord-Ierland. De arrestatie van 7 terreurverdachten vorige maand in Arnhem en Weert was het gevolg van een maandenlange infiltratie. Zo deed een politie-infiltrant zich voor als aanslagplanner van IS. Uiteindelijk leverde de politie vuurwapens die onklaar waren gemaakt. Een uur later werden de verdachten gearresteerd. Ze zouden van plan zijn geweest om met hun aanslag zoveel mogelijk jongeren te treffen. Het dodental van de aanslag op een school op de Krim is opgelopen tot 19. De dader is volgens de Russische autoriteiten een 18-jarige leerling van de school. Hij liet eerst in de kantine een bom ontploffen, schoot daarna om zich heen en pleegde uiteindelijk zelfmoord. Een tweede bom kon onschadelijk worden gemaakt. Medescholieren zeggen dat de dader een hekel had aan de school. En Eva Jinek heeft de Sonja Barend Award 2018 gewonnen. De prijs voor het beste tv-interview van het jaar. Ze kreeg de award in De Wereld Draait Door uit handen van Sonja Barend zelf. Jinek werd bekroond voor haar interview met denkpoliticus Farid Azarkan over een nep-advertentie waarmee Denk de PVV zwart wilde maken. De jury noemt Jinek alert, streng en oprecht geïnteresseerd. Het weer, de bewolking neemt toe en vannacht kan dichte mist ontstaan. Minima rond 12 graden. Morgen veel bewolking, maar ook af en toe zon. En dan 15 tot 19 graden. Dit was het NOS Journaal.
De 7e Cellobiennale Amsterdam. Van 18 tot en met 27 oktober in het Muziekgebouw aan het IJ en het Bimhuis. 10 stampvolle dagen met meer dan 90 concerten. Van 's morgens vroeg Bach & Breakfast tot 's avonds laat het nieuwe Cellofest. Kaarten via cellobiennale.nl.
Wil jij Nederlands leren? Beter met de computer overweg? Of wil je leren goed om te gaan met geld? Kom dan naar het Leef- en Leerpunt op Alba Belmerplein. Het Leef- en Leerpunt is dé plek in de bibliotheek waar je terecht kunt met al je vragen over taal, rekenen en omgaan met de computer. Kom langs en ga gelijk aan de slag. Je vindt ons op Belmerplein 393 in Amsterdam Zuidoost. Meedoen is gratis. Oba, leef en leer.
Justice. Cause no, them not different from the criminals around. The only thing different than them clothes.
Me say no,
them not different from the criminals around. Them not want no other to beware.
You better beware of the law.
You better beware of, you better beware. You better beware of the law.
Cause them not different from the criminal. Yes, me see them with them 16 and Glocks. Like it's call up. Them busting shots like them TV can respond after we dead. The thing we're more straight is who them kill now fire back. And then them say a shoot out in a the ghetto to save themselves. Them a put a gun.
Yeah, there's a red lion. Me a say Amsterdam, you see.
But sometimes,
yeah, man, me a say. A roots and culture really see.
No, them not different from the criminals.
The only thing different.
Say no.
Yes, boss.
Yeah. I say red lion, me I say Amsterdam, you see. Yeah, man, me I say. A roots and culture, really, you see. Don't keep it locked, you know.
I search for marijuana. Policemen in the streets. Searching for Cali weed. Soldiers in the fields. Burning the Cali
weed.
But if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs,
it's a bigger coming up, stick up, stick up.
Soldier and the herb field, burning the Cali weed. Police in helicopter, I search for marijuana.
policemen in the street.
Big up coming.
That's with Charding Cho.
Yeah, this is right.
It's a beautiful night out there, tell you. Hey, love the one called Juan. Juan, I and I Braden. Juan, big up yourself. Seeing I.
We gonna burn down the
place. All radio Rasa stuff. All people on the road, hail up. All people passing through. Everything nice, yeah. If you're at home, take it nice and proper. Seen?
Police in helicopter.
All a joy. Have a drink.
A search for marijuana.
Have a bun.
Policemen in the streets.
If you hear a helicopter passing through right now, you know, say them a search for ganja.
Burning the Cali weed. But if you continue,
gotta big up some people.
The herbs, we gonna burn down the cane field.
Hey.
You continue.
That's one like
the herbs.
We John Old passing through. Hey.
We don't trouble your banana.
Big worker, great worker, John Old. Before John Old, you detail the one called Tinga Stewart. Beware of the law. Hey. Before Tinga Stewart, you detail the one called Queen Africa, of course, Black Woman. Enough respect to Junior Kelly on that massive Sly and Robbie rhythm. Hey, kush rhythm. Junior Kelly, use them now cool.
We gonna burn down the cane.
And of course, Muta Baruka. Bring the fire, come. Little bit more in at the program. Also, reasoning from Muta Baruka.
Police in helicopter.
As part of Black Achievement Month.
Policemen in the streets. Searching for Cali weed. Policemen in the fields.
Yeah, come in, say big up. Come in, stick up. Yeah, this is Ron Michelle Live, and I say big up to you, Red Lion and Empress Donnelly. Enough love to you, darling. Eat your food. Ron Michelle, enough love. And Red Lion, give thanks, original. And we do it live and direct every time, is it? Rastafari, eat your food. Yeah, come in, say big up. Come in and stick up. Yeah, this is Ron Michelle Live, and I say big up to you, Red Lion and Empress Donnelly. Enough love to you, darling. Eat your food. Ron Michelle, enough love. And Red Lion, give thanks, original. And we do it live and direct every time, is it? Rastafari, eat your food.
Yeah, big up each and everyone who did listen from early to Empress Donnelly with a good morning. Good morning program from 6 o'clock in the morning. Yes, waking up the people, yeah. Empress Donnelly, big up anywhere you are.
The herbs, we gonna burn down the cane field.
Yeah.
If you continue to burn.
Some big ups coming forward. In the night, yeah. Steve Hartley, big up yourself. Milton.
Hey,
big up yourself, me Braden Yao. Clifton Landfeld, hail up anywhere you are. We breaking Ross Amos and all the each one crew. They love me breaking ancestry.
Continue to burn up the herbs.
Donovan King J in England. Yes, forward me breaking. Arjen Blumendal. Osa GFO. Barb Jane and Breda Rocks also in England. Hail up. Osa GFO in Ghana. Hail up the Mama Continent. Rassam in Ethiopia. Emperor Askale. And Sister Sila.
Policemen in the street.
Yes, I all in Ethiopia land.
Policemen in the field. Burning the Cali weed. But if you
Ras and Jamari, Ras Sayan, all tight. Also Marcellus Kirbake and Barb Jane. And Roots Lion and Roots Alba.
We gonna burn down the cave.
Big up in the night. Yeah. Serwin in Suriname. Early evening in Suriname. Big up all in Suriname. Shul, Marjolein, Carmen. Big up.
So if you
all in a Swiss Suriname. Soon come. Eric Slotbaum, big up. Always sharing the program. Yes, Joel Barrett. we gonna burn down De La and also Adlugan, big up.
Continue to burn up the herbs. We gonna burn down the
And team. I'm telling you, these three empress from start, them big up the program. Tapping Linda, anywhere you are, sister, enough love to you. I know, say your auntie from Donalina, big up, Vanessa Van Gassel, big up, Vanessa, and also Anuette Pascual, and Balaka Astar, big up.
In the streets, searching for Cali weed, policemen in the fields, for you.
A little bit more, some more big ups coming up, yeah?
But if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields.
Yeah, right, you know, we are gonna put a spotlight on the one called Burning Spear. Yes. Yeah, coming, coming. One and all, Emperor Haile Selassie the First. Empress Menen, greetings.
As far as the eyes can see, you will be seeing the children of the Most High. Twelve tribes of Israel from creation over the mountainside. Rockin' time.
have to load down because they're not positive vibration enough. Food for the brain and food for the soul, you see. Last time I just heard that music and a life of most prosperity, you see. Tell us, yeah, Rastafari Amsterdam. Aye.
Oh, George, you'll be listening now.
DJ and I am a reed. I and I like
to. Yeah, locking in our burning spear, Winston Rodney, tell you. Guys, them remember this album? Elem, Elem, Aya, Elem. Massive album, Aya. Them time die and I living in a Suriname. Aisa, them time they sweet. Pick up Marlene and Sten, sing for them time they aye. One African teacher, I Winston Rodney, better known by the name Burning Spirit, Rastafari brilliant and most influential and long standing roots artist to emerge from the 1970s. Tell you, born on the 1st of March 1945 in a Saint Anne, Jamaica.
Man at his peaceful rage.
Since the year 1969, the brilliant active within the world of Rasta music.
Yes,
start to listen to R&B, soul and jazz music.
Yes,
in a Jamaica. Was influenced by Curtis Mayfield, James Brown.
Yes,
but most of all, he was deeply influenced as a young man by the views of the political activist Marcus Garvey, especially with regard to the exploration of the themes of Pan-Africanism and self-determination. So when he linked up in the year 1969 with Bob Marley, who was also from St. Anne. Yes, Bob Marley.
Yes.
Bob Marley advised Winston Rodney Burning Spirit to approach Cox and Dot Studio One label.
Yes.
And yeah, the rest is history, don't it?
Yes.
Up till present. First, him started as a duo with a brilliant called Rupert Wellington. Started to record for Coxon, yes. They were then joined by D-Roy Hines. Yeah, I tell you, Jaja great. You know, so I and I start this program with a tune from D-Roy Hines, Lion of Judah. And me never did realize he was singing with Winston Rodney. But anyway.
Yes,
so when D-Roy Hines joined the trio, they recorded some more albums for Cox and Dub. And also with Jack Ruby.
Yes,
remember that great tune, Marcus Garvey? Yes, I. That was with Jack Ruby. Aya, tell you, big tune. And of course, he has worked with many artists, them many great musicians. Winston Rodney, Burning Spear, start to travel the world, put out Wallipa album, set up his own Burning Music Corporation. Yes, I am Burning Spear.
Yes, he prays.
Yeah, the great burning spear, chanting about Christ on the mountaintop, praying. Thing called institution, aye, sir.
Birds at his quietly.
Of course, he won a lot of Grammy Awards. First Grammy Award was in 2000. For his album Calling Rastafari. In October, 15th of October 2007, he was awarded the Order of Distinction in the rank of officer. Winston Rodney, you know, see it? We are gonna go live, a live concert from the bridge.
Listening after George, listening.
Hurry up.
This is Gossip B, and I'm always listening to the artists and artists, roots and culture. 24/7, 365. Bless.
Hello. Yes, I am. Tell you a great vibe. Some of the one called Winston Rodney. Massive album, 1977. Burning Spear Live. Right now, we forward to the year 1988. Winston Rodney. Roots and culture in your area. Yes, big up each and everyone logging in. Relina Red. Relina Red. It's big up Peter P. Peter Artist. Big up. Hey, all celebrating them Earth Strong today. Big up yourself. Yeah, bless up. Full joy the fights, full joy the day. Barbara Van Velden and also Ivan Ja, big up yourself. And also Iris Smith, big up yourself, you know, see it? And all Eldon Sims, anywhere you are, bridging. Dennis Emmanuel, Naya Ides.
Is my rider.
Christopher Oldtight, Carla Jan Roots Lion. Beta Berano, big up yourself. soon going forward to Mutaba Ruka, you know. Easy, Rasmal. Also Rachel Julie. Liberty Creation and Story of Fires. Ike all time. Junior Morgan, I ain't a bridging in Jamaica, all time. Rule all tight, Mystic Tommy, easy. Jeno, also Coffee Cancan, big up yourself. Sister Afi. Yeah, all the Echtelt family out there.
start. We're wise and true, but start. Sipping from the cup of peace. Did it chop down the Babylon? You chop down the Babylon. Did it shame down the Babylon? You squeeze down the Babylon.
Epidemic called the Legionnaires, which is now breaking out in Toronto. And as far as I see, they don't know where it comes from, what creates it, or know the solution to the pollution. And all those things, there is known disease that is incurable. See? And I have been researching on bushes for a good long time, and I have found many bushes to be proven, 100% beneficial.
Coming to
many
the bush doctor.
Diseases, you know?
So Peter the bush doctor who's from the
as we celebrate the Brazilian life on the 19th of October, seeing Peter Tosh, the mystic
true.
Man.
Because to make bush medicine, you have to be mystic. See, because it takes spiritual ingredients. It's not just getting the bush and putting them together. The mind have to be in the medicine, see, for it to work.
What part does one of the favorite bushes, the herb, play in all of this?
The herb. Well, the herb is like you live in Babylon, you see everyone smokes cigarette. 9 out of 10 people smoke cigarette. And although 9 out of 10 people smoke cigarette, it is destructive to the human body. And because I know that to every creation there is an imitation. Herb is creation, cigarette is imitation. See, if there is something to be smoked, it is herb. Because herb was created scientifically, spiritually for the use of man by the creator. See, then the devil came and say, it is you and I, and he invented cigarette. So he can have the people on this death trip.
Yeah, cancer.
See?
Talking about the recent albums, Bush Doctor and Mystic Man, people have described you recently as a prolific writer, and that within the space of 8-9 months,
see,
there's another album out.
True.
Do you, under all the traveling you're doing now, have a lot of time to write? Do you write on the road?
Yeah, everywhere, anywhere, because inspiration is always there. See, it's not where you are, it's who you are. To get the inspiration, because if the mind is pure, inspiration come anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Your music is part of a whole roots tradition that not only embraces Jamaican music, but can be related to the current rise of Caribbean music,
yes.
African music, etc. I read somewhere that you were in Trinidad some time ago, and a Calypsonian there told me that he met you or read somewhere that when you were talking, you compared the message in reggae and the Trinidadian music, and you felt that there was something lacking in the Trinidadian music.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
Well, most generally, listening to Calypso, I'm not definite in the characters of the music or the play of the music, because a mango tree cannot be a rapper. See, well, Calypso music is the foundation of the West Indies Island, excluding Jamaica. Well, I realized that that is their way of making music, that is their way of enjoying themselves. See, but at the same time, music comes through a divine spiritual line, and music was created as a schoolroom of awakening, but most people commercialize it and utilize it for their benefits within the society. See, and in Trinidad, not Trinidad alone, but many places where calypsos is being sung, if you should listen to 9 out of 10 calypsos, it is not saying nothing constructively or awakening. And if you listen to 9 out of 10 discos, it's just the same thing. Not 9 out of 10, but 10 out of 10.
Most probably.
Yes, sir.
The thing, the guy who told me this actually, his name is Explainer, and he agreed with you.
Cause if you're black, Shanghai. As long as you're a black man,
you are an African.
And on my denomination, that is only segregation.
You are an African.
Cause if you go to the Catholic,
you are an
and
African.
If you go to the Methodist,
you are
say
an African.
If you go to the Church of God. Don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man.
You are an African.
Yeah, I want you to know, say, it's Black Achievement Month right here in Ireland.
The identity.
You are an African.
Where through history, the role of black people is put in the spotlight.
And if you come from Wales, then
I remember. No matter where you come from, as long as you're a black man or a black woman, you are an African. If you want to check some activities going on in Holland, yes, you can check blackachievementmonth.nl. Like on the 18th of October, you have in Amsterdam Museum, Kalver Street, number 92, the new narrative store. Our history, rich history. Go and check it in the new narrative store in the Amsterdam Museum on the 18th of October from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 3. Also in Theater aan het Spui from 8 o'clock in the evening, 18th of October. Woman. It's a theater play, yes. 19th of October. Black female achievers at W Hotel in Amsterdam, Spuistraat number 175. If you want to check about Martin Luther King, a play about Martin Luther King, check it in The Crackling on the 19th of October from 7:30 in the evening till 8:40. If you want to go to a talk, a boom, bam, bam, bim, Black Achievement Talk, check it on the 20th of October at Amsterdam Recording Company. And many more activities going on the whole month, October, right here, the Black Achievement Month. Yes, check it out, blackachievementmonth.nl. Coming cutting edge, coming cutting edge.
I could not take it no longer. It was the chucking of some cold ice water, a hot rain.
Columbus come here, so you see the Taínos, them, you take them and carry them to Europe, to Spain, to come show off. Say, yes, see, they have some little people down there, so why are them nice and sweet, you see, man? But them don't have Jesus in them. Africa never have chattel slavery existing. Chattel slavery is a white man construct. Chattel slavery is aliens who invade Africa construct that. And through the Islamic religion, we start to become like the Arabs with all the sometimes good things and a whole heap of the bad things. We inculcate in ourselves and we become what we call now Islamic. So here come the infidels, the Africans who lost themselves in the Islamic concept, start to see them brothers and sisters as infidels who never accept the Islamic thinking. So they become now infidels, and all infidels must die. If you are not part of Allah and that concept, you are not my brother. You're an infidel. So here is it now that Africans who used to celebrate them tribal understanding and tribal concepts come out of that consciousness and start to celebrate that alien thing and start to look down upon them tribal brethren now as infidels. So you know, say, in the name of that religion, more tribes start to fight more tribes, but it become vicious. It become vicious. So here come a next group of people, the Portuguese. And the Portuguese come into Africa as the Europeans, them now who see a little loophole for coming to Africa now and decide to them go take Africans them and carry them for go work and fill them places. And then we say other people start to come in to the point where now the people them from Europe, we're not talking about the British yet, we're talking about the Europeans them in Europe itself from Portuguese, because Britain is part of an island complex. It's an island complex. It's not definitely in Europe, but it is near to Europe. But the Portuguese, even Christopher Columbus, who come from Genoa in Italy, was in Portugal. And Christopher Columbus was part of the expeditions who go into Africa. Before him come in at this part of the world, he must have sailed upon the Portuguese ship them and go into Africa. And white people's history, you know, I will talk about these things many times, but it come to light now based on Papa what we see Aguania, so now. So here we are, so now. So the British decide, say, why? Them addicted to sugar, them addicted to rum, but them can't work the field them. And the little white slave them what them used to bring for come do certain things can't work it. The sun too hot and all them something there. So them have to find another way to sustain this business. So them take ship and ships and sail to Africa to find people. Mariette Krol met het